John chapter 1. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. I'll read that one more time. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Many of the Christmas lights are gone. I'm happy to see some still burning. Many of the decorations are down. 3 weeks from today, Lent begins. But we are now in the season of Epiphany, and the message of Epiphany, an extension of the Christmas season, is that he to whom we sang our carols still shines. Yes, we live in a world of darkness. Just look at a newspaper and you will see it. Ignorance makes for darkness, and evil also brings darkness. And when evil seems to triumph, when the victim seems to be the one on trial, when the guilty seem to go scot-free, then darkness also surrounds us. On a personal level, too, there are many in our day who are stumbling in the dark with no clear idea of where they are going. Nor are Christians always immune from those troubles. But the light still shines in the darkness. That child whose coming we symbolized with a green tree in winter, John tells us that in him was life. This is not just biological life, the kind that was passed to him from Mary, his mother. This life was not bestowed upon Jesus, but something that he had in himself. He has something that he bestows on others. And the life was the light of men. As Isaiah wrote so many years before, I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. This is the answer to the darkness of sin in the world. Life and light are in God. And the sin which separates and divorces us from God has been taken out of the way, laid on Jesus, Emmanuel, and punished completely. So in our personal uncertainties, we still know where we are heading. Our place is prepared. And knowing our goal helps us through all the twists and turns of this life. Even if we don't know everything that's going on, he who knows everything is on our side. Our dear Father, for Jesus' sake. So when great difficulties seem to face our nation and the world, we know that God is still in control, just as he was when the darkness covered the land on the day our Savior died. And the God who is still in control has called you his child. Even if justice seems to be turned upside down sometimes, we still know that all things must serve for the good of God's children. And even death will bring us the blessing of being with our Savior. In this way, we are kings and queens, even now. All this because Jesus came and took our place, took our darkness, suffered and died for it, gave us his light, the adoption as children of God. So why is there evil in the world today if the light has already come? Simply because the unbelieving world did not and does not know him. Jesus said, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself." But the darkened world thought it too great a sacrifice to give up darkness. Like that little boy whose hand was caught in his mother's favorite flower vase. He was crying because he was afraid they would have to break the vase, and he knew his mother would be upset by that. But when someone suggested that he relax his fists so that his hand would slide out more easily, he said, "Oh no, then I would lose my marble." But the light still shines today in the darkness that the world is not willing to give up. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but do not be afraid, for I have overcome the world." The outcome is assured, and during Epiphany, we want to remember just what our purpose is. As Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine." When John the Baptist began preaching in the wilderness, all Jerusalem and all the region of Judea and even areas beyond the Jordan River came out to see and hear him. And yet John's greatest glory, really his only glory, was to testify not to himself but to the light, to point to the Lamb of God. And this is our glory too. We have not been so faithful, so strong, such good workers as we might have been, but he has. His eyes have been upon us. His ears have been open to our cries. Even in the darkness, when we could not see him, he was making his face to shine upon us. For this today our thanks we say, and gladly glorify him, together with believers 2,000 years ago. We sing the ancient hymn 101, stanzas 1 and 3. Hymn 101, stanzas 1 and 3.